I've asked JT to try and get the team, but I'm not sure he will. But yeah, I mean, it'd be great for JT as well, you know, going up against Frank, and probably be a little bit weird as well. But also they've got Jody Morris there as well, who JT knows really well. So it'd be an interesting one for all three of them. You know, but we've been working very hard, myself, Richard and JT, and we're coming up with ways to beat them, trying to, you know, find some weaknesses in their squad, and you know, hopefully we can do that on Saturday.
And it's the start of some really huge games for you. I mean, I know you won't look too far ahead, but I think the next eight are against seven of the top ten. It's some big, huge games that could shape your season.
Yeah, but they're only 6 or 7 points above us. And that's, you know, you can win two games in this league and be in the top six. That's the way this league is. So we can all say that they're in the top ten at the moment, but they're just another championship game. And each one we're looking forward to. Each one will present its own different challenge. And we have to concentrate on ourselves and what we will do to beat them. Cheers.
You were at Derby last week. You saw them. What did you see on the pitch that impressed you?
They're a good passing and moving team. I thought Birmingham City frustrated them largely in the first half. I thought they played in front of Birmingham City an awful lot and didn't really trouble them too much. I thought they upped their tempo second half, and you know, a good overlap from Forsyth, and a good ball underneath the defence, and Mason Bennett changed the game then. And I think from that moment they got their tails up, and it was difficult for Birmingham then because their movement was very good. They moved it quickly, and in their front five, and I include the two attacking midfielders in Wilson and Holmes, it was last week, you know, they've got players that are both ball carriers and players who want to go behind as well.
Frank Lampard said that tempo, that energy, is a massive part of what he wants to achieve. So you already know you're going to have to be quick out the blocks with them.
Yeah, certainly. And Birmingham were last week, and we have to do the same again. You know, we have our own style in how we want to play, which will be different to obviously what Birmingham played last week. You know, it's a similar style, I think, to Derby, so it should make for an exciting game. And you know, certainly defensively you have to make sure you're right, because as I said, they've got players who can score goals, but we also feel that there's certain parts of their game that we can exploit as well.
Sometimes, and Villa are on the front foot, you know, they can be very attractive and very threatening. Can it be too open at times for managers?
I think if it's going end to end, then certainly. You know, you don't want to see a game end to end when you're the manager. You'd rather have more control of the game. You know, but supporters will surely want the end to end stuff. But as managers, you want to be in control, and that's with and without the ball. You can control a game without the ball by, you know, making play predictable of where you want them to pass it, and that's something that we'll be working towards.
How much a part of your philosophy is negating the opposition's strengths?
I think it's more about, you know, working on our strengths and certainly exploiting their weaknesses. You're always aware of the strengths. I've said that about the ball carriers that they've got within their team and the strike force. But for me, it's about what we do. I've always said that 80% of it will be about ourselves. And if we take out our game, we're a force against anybody.
Your philosophy is, you've had a couple of weeks now. Firstly, where are you with your assessment of the players? Because I remember on day one, I think it was said that, you know, you had to assess them pretty quickly.
I mean, I think that's something that always evolves. You're continually assessing players. You know, you're learning about them all the time. Each day in training, we want them to learn and get better, and we'll continue to do that. So the assessment will be ongoing. Obviously, there's a number of players that contracts will be coming up for renewal come the end of the season, so some will be, you know, being assessed quicker than others. But you know, that's a lot further down the line. What all I'm doing at the moment is assessing players who I believe can join up in a team to put in a good performance.
So everybody at the club still got that chance to impress you?
Yeah, and everybody at the club has got an opportunity, and as I say, they've all been very good so far, and they're all trying to take that opportunity as well.
Your philosophies, and they are different to what they've had, I suppose, really, how important is it for you that they believe those philosophies, but when you win, they sort of believe anything you say, don't they?
Yeah, winning always helps that, doesn't it? You know, I've always said, you know, a little bit how I saw Frank, I don't get too high, don't get too low. You know, and I was probably more pleased with the performance at Queen's Park Rangers, yet we lost the game, than I was winning the game against Bolton. But I also understand that winning the game is the only way that you're going to climb the league table. But I'm also a believer that that performance at QPR gives everybody an awful lot of confidence going forward into the next few games. And if we play like we did against QPR, we would win most games.
Just finally, you've got the headlines are always about Jack Grealish and goal scorers, but how important has been John McGinn for you? It seems to have made a massive difference since he signed.
Yeah, John McGinn's a terrific player, and you know, we're fortunate to have him. A great signing, a great acquisition. He's got a little bit of everything. I think he can score goals. He's a box-to-box midfielder. He's got great feet. He's got good strength. He's got good energy and a great awareness. And on top of that, he's a really good lad as well. So, you know, he's the full package, and I think he can get better as well. And he's always one who's asking questions and wanting to learn and wanting to get better, which is all you can ask for from your players.